Sam Richardson joins us, and we're talking about the Moberly Area Technical Center, and Sam's a director. And how are things going this year? We're about a month into the school year.
I think they're just rolling right along. It's just been a great start to the school year. Our enrollment is as high as it's been in a long, long time, to be real honest. We're full, and that's great to see so many kids trying to, you know, get skills and get ready for life after high school. And our teachers have hit the ground and embraced it, and so it's just been a really nice start of the year.
Can you put it in terms of numbers, or is it more credits when you talk about enrollment?
It's kind of a combination of both. Grades just came out. We issued 900 grades to 700 students. So that's a lot that we have throughout our day. And so if they're there for two classes or whatnot, or they could be there for, you know, one grade, one student could still be there for three credits. So I don't know the total number of credits, but we're pretty big. We're pretty big right now.
All right, sending schools, still sending a lot of folks?
Yeah, our 10 sending schools outside of the Moberly are sending a ton. Enrollment is up for almost all of them, or at least flat, and so that was real encouraging. And we're just excited about this trend. It's good for me, anyway, to not have any more spaces to put kids. And as this continues, we'll just have to figure a way to adapt and make sure kids are getting what they need to be life ready.
I'm guessing you like what you heard from the governor then when he was in town a few weeks ago, and workforce development's more and more important, and K-12 education's right in the mix.
Yes, I think that's where it's going to have to start, to be real honest, is we've got to, you know, get kids at an early stage in life, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and make sure they understand the multiple paths to get to a place in their future that they're going to be able to find a job, like their job, find their passion, enjoy their work, and yet still be able to support themselves. And so we're on that. And as that trend continues, we think MATC, you know, is going to be a vital player in that evolution.
All right. Are you seeing that light bulb go on with kids? Here's where my passion is.
Yeah, we're starting to see that a lot more. And when the light bulb does click, and then they say, okay, well, I really like to do this, and then they get into some of the auxiliary assignments, if you will, of career exploration within that field, and they figure out, oh, I can make a living doing this, or I can do better than make a living, I can do really well in certain fields. It really does change some lives for some kids and create some interesting conversations with parents.
All right, so where are you seeing the real growth? Is it in any one particular program area?
In our building, it's across the board. We don't have a technical program that's not full, from automotive technology to building trades to welding to machine tool to computers to our business program to our medical program. Everything is just students are exploring their interest, and they're trying to figure out what it is they want to do before they get to college. Which isn't a terrible plan, because, you know, if you know what you want to do and you're pretty committed to that, you can avoid that fifth year or that sixth year or that extra cost, or maybe this is the right college, maybe MACC, maybe Missouri Tech. There's some definitely some choices that they can become aware of, which then makes post-secondary training and education a lot more affordable.
All right, we're talking growth in the future, too. How do you accommodate all that? Because I imagine there's discussions going on.
There's all sorts of discussions going on. Right now, we're at a peak right now, but we've been in a trough we've been on the upswing the last couple years. We were in a trough 3 or 4 years ago. So we're going to kind of see where pre-enrollment might take us. Moberly High School's boom in enrollment this summer definitely played a part in some of our classes. So we're going to have to kind of see what enrollment looks like in pre-enrollment in the spring. But we do have some programs that could handle a part-time instructor. So that's definitely one thing we might think of. Program expansion is probably being talked about. Now that's years down the road. We probably won't be able to pull that trigger by next August. But definitely these are things that we're talking about as we try to get ready for meeting the needs of our future students.
And how about building expansion, too? Is that something you think about at all?
That's nothing that has come up yet. But as CTE, Career Technical Education, continues to grow, More and more students, I'm sure that's something that could be put back on the table in the near, well, in the future.
All right, do you work at all with MACC? Do you guys coordinate and help out?
Yeah, we do. We share space with MACC. They come out and use our facilities for a couple of their night programs that are actually taught by a couple of our instructors in machine tool and welding. Almost all of our teachers sit on an advisory board at MACC, and MACC comes and sits on some of our advisory boards as well. So there's a lot of communication. We even offer a little dual credit in welding and machine tool. And so it's kind of a neat little relationship.
How cool is it for you to walk up and down the hall of the tech center and see what's going on?
It's incredibly cool. This isn't any secret to anybody that knows me. I'm not a very technical, handsy kind of guy. That's just not my skill set. But this morning I was in automotive technology, and the kids were under the cars doing their thing, and they were teaching me. And that is one of the neatest things about my job, is to where I get to go and see all 12 programs doing something every day that is just really neat to see kids doing.
Okay, final thought, technology. We talked about that in K-12 education. Where is it going down the line in technical education?
I have no idea. For me to sit here and tell you what it's going to look like 5 years from now, I would be fibbing. So we're worried more about creating creative thinkers, collaborative learners, people that can work together, people that can solve a problem. So no matter what the technology is, they're going to be prepared to address it and then solve the problems that they're facing with it.
All right, Sam Richardson, director of the Mobile Area Technical Center, he's joined us today.